You are now listening to the GRIO's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Have you ever been asked to go back to Africa? Now it might not have come out, you know, quite as harsh as that. Maybe they asked you if you have so much problems with this country, why don't you leave it? Or why don't you support the ideas of America? Or, they might just chant at you like they chanted at Ilhan Omar. You know, everybody, if you're Black, has been asked this question. You know, America, love it or leave it. So I want to welcome you to the GRIO Daily, where we're going to answer one of the most frequently asked white questions. Why don't Black people go back to Africa? Yeah, man, sometimes this question comes in an email from a coward who just says, go back to Africa. Usually they use the pronoun to describe you as you people or your people. Why don't your people go back to Africa? Like, I don't know who my people is. Maybe it's my family or just all the Black people or just, dudes who don't like, white supremacy. I don't know who my people are in that context. So, but I do want to answer that question because it's asked so often. It must be something that white people think about all of the time. Why don't Black people go back to Africa? That's a good question. So first of all, when you say Africa, what do you mean? Like, do you mean the place that we were stolen from? Because a lot of us don't know, right? Like, y'all didn't, white people weren't really good at keeping receipts or, our shipping records. If y'all could give me our tracking numbers, then, a lot of us might go back to Africa. But a lot of times, how this world works, man. If after a certain time, you just can't return things, right? I think at Walmart is 90 days, some places it's 60 days, some places it's a month. I don't know if the place called Africa has a return policy of 400 years. If it does, kudos to them. And the other thing is, how are we supposed to get back? Like we didn't pay for ourselves to come over here. Y'all like we walked over here, we got together, got some gas money for the slave ships and then said, yeah, we're going to stop in Barbados and somewhere in the Caribbean. But then, our end destination is going to be, the Charleston, probably, or Virginia. It was one of those two places. Again, I don't have my tracking number, so I really can't verify the origin of each of us. But we didn't bring ourselves over here. Most of us came over here involuntarily. So if you really want us to go back to Africa, you got to give us some gas money, right? Or at least use your Go Back to Africa Uber account and, call us Africa Uber. Or maybe you could treat us like you treat people. Maybe we wouldn't complain about all of the inequities in the education system, the criminal justice system, the economic system, the political system, the social system, housing, crime, everything. If y'all just treat us equal, maybe we want to stay here, right? Here's another reason why we don't want to go back to Africa. Because we built this place, right? Would you, remodel your house and then just leave and buy another house and give the old house away? Or would you, build something and just give it away? Would you create a tech program, for instance, and then say, I spent, generations creating this thing, but I think it should be free to all people. Now we ain't gonna get this country away after we built it, after we showed y'all how to create a multiracial democracy, after we showed y'all how to raise crops, after we gave all y'all our intellectual property, our art, our music, our history, our our gospel songs, how to clap on beat, like, I don't know, 50-something Super Bowls, almost every NBA championship, some World Series. Why are we going to go back and let y'all have all of that and say y'all won it? Like, y'all get to keep the gold medals, too, in the Olympics? Do y'all get to keep the, will that fit, all of that fit on the go back to Africa cruise line? Hey, do we get to keep, like, all of the money that we've generated for y'all? Do we get to keep the intellectual property for the music y'all stole, right? Do we get to take back to Africa, like, our fashion, and y'all just gonna wear, like, clogs and, you know, bell bottoms from now on? Do we get to take back all of the stuff that we invented so y'all can have no light bulbs if we go back to Africa? Because we complained about it, right? Like, y'all can have light bulbs, y'all can have computer monitors, the space flight belongs to us too, because we helped with that. You know, like, if we're going to erase all of the stuff that we did since we came here to Africa, so we get to keep the free. Oh, y'all can't eat no rice. Y'all can't eat no sweet potato pies, no sweet potato lattes, no pumpkin pie, none of that, no okra, no fried chicken. So we get to take all of the profits from, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken if we go back to Africa, right? What else can we take back, man? Because I'm not being petty or bitter or anything. I'm just trying to figure out, like, my packing list, because I'm going to need, like, a lot of big boxes. I'm trying to think of all the stuff that we get to take back, right? Like, all them Grammys, all them Oscars, all of the songs that y'all dance to. Like, how do we pack up a dance, right? But we won't take them. Y'all got to do, like, those line dances that they do on country music television, which we kind of invented because we invented the country music. But, you know, oh, y'all can't have country music because we invented the guitar and the banjo. Damn, what y'all going to listen to? Like, accordion shit. But we're going to pack up all the music and take with us. So we better not catch y'all rapping if we go back to Africa. Or perhaps what y'all can do is leave this to us. Like, because we, like, it's so much trouble for us to pack up all of that stuff. Maybe y'all can go back to, I don't know where y'all come from, white people stand? Because, you know, like, since Africa is a big place, y'all can go back to Europe or wherever y'all come from. But we get to stay. Because if y'all go back, maybe we won't hear people complaining about diversity, equity, and equality. Maybe we won't hear all them complaints about wokeness. Maybe we won't hear all those complaints about critical race theory of the history y'all created. Maybe we won't hear all of those whining about making America great again, or about economic anxiety, or about racial resentment, or reverse racism. Y'all could take all of that with y'all, right? We'll let y'all have it. Like, we'll pay it up for y'all, right? We'll let y'all take all of the music y'all invented. We'll let y'all take polka. We'll let y'all have Taylor Swift. She can go with y'all. We'll give y'all Elton John and all of the Beatles stuff, even though, like, they ain't from America. Take them with y'all. Y'all have them. We'll take Outkast. Y'all keep the Beatles. That's an even trade. Oh, y'all can take, like, the slavery stuff with y'all. And then, like, unequal education or made-up history. How about y'all take, like, herding people into certain spaces, like segregation, like Jim Crow, like reservations, like Hispanic neighborhoods. Y'all can take all of that with y'all. Y'all can take your food, you know, like scones, bagels, English muffins. Take that with y'all, right? Y'all can take all of the stuff that white people have given to America, like the dumb parts of the Constitution, the dumb parts of the laws, like anti-trans laws, anti-black laws. Y'all can take all of that. And we'll start from zero. Like, if y'all go, it might hurt us, but we'll start over. And at the very least, y'all won't have to hear us worry about anything. Or we'll just go back to downloading the Griot app. We'll go back to telling our friends about this podcast. We'll go back to subscribing on whatever platform you use, and we'll just keep ignoring frequently asked white questions and end every day with a saying from Black America. And today's saying is to all white people who wonder why we don't go back to Africa. And that saying is, we don't want to keep running in and out y'all dope. We'll see you next time on the Griot Daily.
What's going on, everybody? Panama Jackson here. And since we're talking about Africa, allow me to encourage and suggest that you go check out an episode of Dear Culture titled Africa Amplified, from Ghana to New Jersey and beyond. It's where I sat down with my wife, who's from Ghana, and we had an interesting conversation about her journey from moving from Ghana at 11 years old to New Jersey and eventually on to Howard University and setting up organizations here in Washington, D.C., and how all of these different parts of her experience helped impact her identity and helped influence the way that she views even African and African-American relations at this point in her own life. It's really a fascinating conversation, so I would encourage you to check that out. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I think you'll get something out of it. So let's get back to the Griot Daily, though. Here's another gem from Michael's mother, Mama Harriet.
This is Dorothy Harriet, mother of Michael Harriet. The favorite thing was Mama told me. One of the things we talked about all the time is that if it can be done, if anybody can rig it up, my mom can rig it up. So his mom is rigging this up. So one thing that I remember most is that I always told him when he started a task, read your directions and know what you're supposed to do next. And that way you can complete the task. Now, what comes to my mind is that the day I tried to tell him how to change a tire on a car, we were en route from Hartsville, South Carolina to Camden, had a flat tire, and the person that was driving the car was not able to change it. So we were going to let Michael change the tire for his first time. He got out and started trying to take the tire off and put the tire on and didn't know what to do. So I said, Michael, think about it. What's next? Think about what comes next. And he always said, Mama, you always tell me that. That's right. Think what the next step is, and then you can complete the task. So he completed the task. He changed the tire, got it off and on perfectly. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind about I told him all the time. He always said, Mama done told me. Mama done told me.
If you like what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the Griot app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcast@thegriot.com.
I'm political scientist, author, and professor Dr. Christina Greer, and I'm host of The Blackest Questions on The Griot's Black Podcast Network. This person invented ranch dressing around 1950. Who are they?
I have no idea.
This all began as an exclusive Black History trivia party at my home in Harlem with family and friends. And they got so popular, it seemed only right to share the fun with our Griot listeners. Each week, we invite a familiar face on the podcast to play. What was the name of the person who was an enslaved chief cook for George Washington and later ran away to freedom? In 1868, this university was the first in the country to open a medical school that welcomed medical students of all races, genders, and social classes. What university was it?
No, this is why I like doing stuff with you, because I leave educated. I was not taught this in Alabama public schools.
Question number 3, you ready?
Yeah, let me try to redeem myself.
How did we go from Kwanzaa to these obscure...
Crossword, darling.
This is the New York Times crossword from a Monday to a Saturday.
Right or wrong, because all we care about is the journey and having some fun while we do it.
I'm excited and also a little nervous.
Oh, listen, no need to be nervous. And as I tell all of my guests, this is an opportunity for us to educate ourselves, because Black history is American history. So we're just going to have some fun. Listen, some people get 0 out of 5. Some people get 5 out of 5. It doesn't matter. We're just going to be on a little intellectual journey together.
LaToya Cantrell?
That's right. Mary LaToya Cantrell.
Hercules Posey.
Born in 1754, and he was a member of the Mount Vernon slave community, widely admired for his culinary skills.
I'm going to guess Afropunk.
Close. It's okay. Afronation. So
Never heard of that.
According to my research, it's Samuel Wilson, a.k.a. Falcon.
Wong. Wong. I am disputing this.
I'm very, 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 very 99.9999 sure that it is Representative John Lewis, who is also from the state of Alabama. That lets you know, Christina, we got some goodness come out of Alabama.
There is something in the water in Alabama, and you are absolutely correct.
The harder they come.
Close.
Oh, wait. The harder they fall?
That's right. I'm one of those people that just changes one word.
I mean, I know the show too well.
I just don't know nothing today.
It's
I'm going to pour myself a little water while you tell me the answer.
The answer is Seneca Village, which began in 1825 with the purchase of land by a trustee of the AME Zion Church.
You know why games like this make me nervous? I don't know if I know enough black. Do I know enough? How black am I? Oh, my Lord. We gonna find out in public.
So give us a follow, subscribe, and join us on the Blackest Questions.